It's Faith in Action. Time to check in with the Catholic Youth Organization.
Well, are you ready for a little basketball? The Portland Area Catholic Youth Organization is. Registration now underway, and joining us this morning to give us all the details is CYO's Director of Volleyball and Basketball, Jenna Bass. Good morning, Jenna. Great to talk with you. I know we had a few phone issues tomorrow or yesterday on our end, but great to talk with you today. So thanks for being flexible.
Of course. Good morning. It's so good to talk to you. It's been so long.
I know it has been. And so that's great news. Basketball back. You know, is volleyball, did you guys have volleyball too? I'm trying to think.
Yes, we did. Volleyball started the end of September, and we just completed 5 weeks of play. And we are currently scheduling for our end-of-season tournament. It's just been a great season.
Oh,
so
man.
Much fun.
That is great to hear. I know it has been a long haul. Because, as I recall, was there volleyball last year?
No. So our last volleyball season was 2019.
Man.
So it's a lot of new players, new coaches. But it's been fabulous. It's been great.
I loved when my daughters were playing CYO volleyball until they'd asked me to be one of the line judges.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of pressure.
And I didn't mind it, but I don't have the best eyes in the world, so it's
right.
Like, you know, I gotta really look closely. But no,
yeah.
it's a lot of fun. So
it is.
And now here we are, basketball getting ready to start. So I was correct, was I not, that registration is already underway?
It is, yes. Most of our clubs have their registration open, and if you visit our website, which is cyocamphoward.org, all of the links are there for the individual clubs.
Oh, that's great. So give us a rundown now of the age categories for CYO basketball and, you know, how that breaks down the different levels.
Yeah, definitely. So our regular basketball, as we like to call it, is open to third through eighth graders, and boys and girls, and then we also have a hot shots division, and that's open for first and second graders. And in our third through eighth grade, like I said, we have both boys and girls leagues, and within those leagues we have different competition levels, blue, green, and orange.
Gotcha. And so I'm trying to think, in years past, of course, when I was coaching CYO basketball, there were hundreds of kids that played basketball. I don't know, basketball second maybe only to track and field in numbers?
No, actually, basketball is number one.
Wow, okay.
Yes, yeah, yeah, we have always close to or a little over 2,000 kids that participate, about 300. Well, actually, I think it's closer to 3,000 and about 300 teams that we've had in the past. So it's huge. It's very popular. We introduced Winter Hot Shots about 5 years ago, and that is also a very popular program.
That's great. Jenna Bass, she is the Director of Volleyball and Basketball for the Portland Area Catholic Youth Organization Camp Howard, as they're getting ready to play some basketball. So let me ask you, when does practice start? When does the season start? Give us a little rundown, breakdown on the schedule.
Yes, so the first practices can begin Monday, November 22nd, and all registered coaches and registered players, or I should say all coaches who have done all their requirements to get their badges, and any registered players, they can start on November 22nd. Our first regular season game is December 18th, and then we take a two-week break for the holiday, and then we start up again January 8th, and every team gets 8 regular season games, so that puts us through the end of February, and then our end of season tournament starts about then.
Yeah, excellent. And now for the hot shots, the little kids, the first and second graders, a little bit later?
Yeah, so they start, they don't have any games in December. They will start the January 8th, the same time that the regular season begins. They only have, well, not only, but they have 7 regular season games, so that's why we don't start them as early in December.
Right, and so I know in the past, too, there has been high school CYO basketball. Any plans there for this year yet?
We are hoping to. We're kind of waiting to see about space for games, gym availability. Unfortunately, we don't have our own gyms to host these games, so we rely on the community. And just due to COVID, a few of the places that we use in the past aren't quite sure if they'll have that space available because they're also limited for their own leagues. So we're hoping to have that decision in the next couple of weeks here.
Oh, great. Well, we'll follow up with you on that for sure. Jenna Bass, the Director of Volleyball and Basketball for the Portland Area Catholic Youth Organization, Camp Howard, as they get set to go with basketball. Now, oftentimes parents will think to themselves, particularly the younger kids, but not necessarily too, yeah, you know, my child doesn't have a lot of basketball skills. I don't know if they would be appropriate for them to play, but definitely do. I mean, that's the whole point of CYO basketball, is to get involved and to learn those skills and be a part of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. CYO does not cut any kids. All kids are welcome regardless of skill level. Our coaches are fabulous, and they make sure that every kid, regardless of their skill level, has a role on the team. We also have minimum playing time rules, which is, you know, unique to our league. So all the kids are going to be playing at some point during the game.
Yeah, and I love that too, because my recollection in watching CYO basketball or coaching it is that everybody's so supportive. And that's what makes, while it is competitive, certainly you go out and you try to win the ball game. But the point to it is everybody is supportive. You're learning skills, you're being part of a team, and it's really a great family atmosphere.
Yes, definitely. You nailed it on the head there. All of our coaches completely understand that, you know, this is the opportunity to play for their school. You know, when you get on to high school, it does become competitive. And for a lot of kids, this is their chance to wear a jersey with a school name on it. And our coaches take that seriously. And definitely people have a great time, and they learn and they grow. And like you said, it's also competitive and fun. And the coaches go out and they want to win, but they do it the right way and make sure all the kids are enjoying themselves along the way.
And the teams are set up via the parishes and the schools. How does that work? Because maybe necessarily you don't have a child that's going to a Catholic school, but they're at the parish. So it's really the parish level, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. So if you have kids who attend public schools or a non-Catholic school, but they do attend one of our parishes, you can certainly still play for that parish and or club, whatever you belong to.
So it's best for the folks to just check with their parish, see who the CYO contact is there, and sign up that way? Or can you find that out through the CYO website?
Yes, you can find that out on our website. On the main page, you'll see a tab at the top that says ADs, which is stands for Athletic Directors. And if you hit that, you'll get a list of all of our clubs and all of the athletic directors and their contact information. And our athletic directors they're superb. We absolutely could not do this job without them. They have a very big job, but they do it brilliantly, and they will be able to guide you in any way you need.
That's great. And I did want to mention this, too, before we end our time here this morning. CYO scholarships, you just got through with your Champions of Faith dinner. It was a huge success, raising over $500,000, just an amazing outpouring of support for CYO, and that money can be used for scholarships, which are available.
Absolutely, yes. It was a tremendous year, and the support is just, it's overwhelming, and we're so thankful. And yes, the money goes towards scholarships, and that is also on our website, and we encourage anybody who is concerned financially to apply for a scholarship, and we're there to help.
Jenna Bass, she is the Director of Volleyball and Basketball for the Portland Area Catholic Youth Organization, Camp Howard. Again, their website address is cyocamphoward.org, cyocamphoward.org. All the information about basketball registration, scholarships is there for you. Jenna, always great to talk with you. I know we'll catch up here as the season progresses, but thank you so much for all your work, and have a wonderful basketball season.
Thank you. It's so good to talk to you.
All right.
Have a great day.
You as well. God bless.
Thank you. God bless.